Aleishur Chelik Beis Daf Pei Tes.
The third chapter is entitled Eish Das.
Oilanu Devarim Meremus Torah Sinai Kedusha. We have further things to say about the exaltedness of the Torah. Al Pasuk Miminoi Eish Das Lomoy. The Pasuk in Vezeis Abiracha, the end of the Torah, Miminoi, in the right hand side of Hashem, so to speak, Eish Das Lomoy, a fiery law to give to them. Rashi quotes Chazal, "Shaisa kesuva me'az lefanav be'eish shechora gebe'eish levana." It was written in front of Hashem already before the creation with a black fire upon a white fire. V'chosam Maharal hazeh. The Maharal writes in Gur Aryeh, says as follows: "Dvar seid mufla." This is a wondrous, profound idea. Ki atira nikreis b'shtei shemois. The Torah has two names. Two descriptions. Nikreis b'shem chesed. On the one hand, it's called chesed, as in v'siras chesed al leshayna, in Eish Yischael. Those psukim. So it's called tiras chesed. V'nemad rachad achein noyam. Furthermore, it's called pleasant. And the same thing. Pleasant chesed. That's the one approach. And also v'nikreis b'lishon emes. Tiras emes hayesal befihu. A description of the kohen in Malachi. The mitzvah itself, to do it, that's goodness, that's noyam, that's chesed. So that's represented by the idea that the foundation of the Torah is a white fire. That is symbolic of the goodness, the chesed, the pleasantness, etc. When you analyze, I suppose, the mitzvah, when you have the understanding of it, timtza oisa emes venachoin. You find it, it's not just pleasant and useful and pragmatic, it's also emes venachoin, it's also true, it's also correct. K'moi kibud av v'eim u'shmiras shabbos toiv v'noyam. So for example, if you look at these mitzvahs, kibud av v'eim and keeping shabbos, there's obviously a toiv v'noyam to it, there's a pleasantness to it, there's a pleasure to it as well. When you analyze it, when you understand it deeply, you find that it's not just an issue of pleasantness. It's also imperative. It must be so. It's correct. So what emerges, says the Maharal, is that the ikar of the mitzvah is the goodness and the pleasantness, and again, that's symbolized by the white fire. Whiteness in general symbolizes goodness and purity, etc. Domele or shutov, like light, which is good. Vehatzura hi eish shechora. Then the form of it is the black fire. Kashechom ore al reshima mevores hatov. That's what black symbolizes. I'm not exactly sure what it means by that. Reshima mevores hatov. Kach hatirat vare mevorim berurim. So to the Torah, its words are clear and explicit. That's a Maharal. Now, Ba'asher Maharal Kosef Shadavah Hu Sod Mufla. The Maharal begins by saying that this is a wondrous soid. Halev mefached lageshes el divrei kudshoi. So one hesitates to approach this. Umil shoinenika. Furthermore, his expressions indicate shu mastir besoch leshonot divrei mamdim yirumo shel olam. It is, he's very subtly alluding to very exalted matters. Bevadai ha'ish levano inyan gavua me'al gavua. Clearly, this white fire is a very high concept. Noyam Elyon, it refers to the supreme pleasantness and whatever it is. V'zehu hagvil shalav nichteva Torah b'rishima mevoeres beruah. That's, so to speak, the parchment. It's a background on which the Torah is written with complete clarity. V'nitan lavin ki b'chol mitzvah efshar lit'oim me'ein hanoyam Elyon ki zoi etzem ha'usah. One can understand that in every mitzvah, he gave the obvious example, Gibbur of Emin Shemiras Shabbos, but in every mitzvah one could taste some of this supreme pleasantness because that's its essence. Ach harashum bichsav hu emes. Then we had the other aspect, what's written on the parchment, the actual wording that represents emes. And he says to look in Daniel, Perikyud, V'David HaMelech Omar, David HaMelech says, Hakol bichsav miyad Hashem olai hiskil. Uses terminology skill, which the Maharal also used, v'chashet the skill. Everything was written. The written part is associated with the truth and the understanding. Shakasav v'eish ha'shchora, the writing that we do with ink, that's the black fire that Chazal speak about. Shebo HaKadosh Baruch Hu maskil es adam, with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu imbues the person with understanding. Lachen, and that's what the Maharal said. Kashet taskil boy, when you understand the mitzvah, nimtza shura uy umchayav la'aseh. It's not only pleasant, it's not only useful, it's imperative. It must be so. It is true.
במקום אחר מעריך המהר"ל בביאור עניין זה. Elsewhere he elaborates, וחוסב, דברי תורה מחויבים שיהיה כל דיבור ודיבור כך.
The words of the Torah, it has to be like that. כי הדברים מוכרחים על פי החוכמה והדס. It must be, according to wisdom and knowledge, it must be so.
דברים מחויבי המציאות,
these are things that have to be, מוכרחים על פי החוכמה. It's something that logic dictates, and wisdom dictates.
זוי החוכמה העליונה נצאת ממני זברך.
That's the supreme wisdom which is bestowed by הקדוש ברוך הוא.
השכל שלנו הוא כלי המותאם להשגת חוכמה זוי.
The human mind is that utensil, that instrument which is designed to understand this wisdom.
אם אדם משכיל בדברי תורה,
if a person then applies himself with his mind to the words of the Torah, ברב יגיעה ועמל, with much effort and toil, הוא מבחין שהדברים מוכרחים להיות כך. He will come to see, at least with some of the mitzvahs, that the matters must be so. It's not arbitrary. ואי אפשר אחרי, it could not be any other way.
זוי האיש השחורה.
That's what Chazal mean by the black fire, דברים הרשומים בכתב אמת. Things that are written and are the truth.
Now, בתורה שעסק סובב השמיים באש שחורה על גבי אש לבנה.
What Rashi commented on this pasuk mimina ish daslamu. That Torah which was written in Shamayim before the creation with a black fire upon a white fire,
ba kadam hanoyam.
There, what came first is the noyam, the pleasantness, the white aspect, the parchment aspect.
Umimenu hishtal shel habirur shebeoisiyas haTorah shelachnu lomdim.
From that, what developed. Yishtalshel from Rishon Shalshel, it's a chain. What developed from it gradually is the clarity of the letters of the Torah that we learn.
Ba kodem haberur she'asigas.
Now in our Torah, the Torah that we learn, not the one that's in Shamayim, that was in Shamayim. For us, what comes first is the clarity of the sugyos, that aspect, the black fire. And that precedes lehargashas hanoam hagenuzba. That precedes the pleasantness of what's hidden in the Torah. To put it differently, Toras emes meviyah leToras chesed. In our Torah. First the Torah of truth, and that brings to the aspect of Torah's chesed. First the black fire, then the white fire.
Kach amru b'sifri v'ayishchanan ala pasuk v'ayu ha'dvarim ha'ele levavcha.
We've seen this commentary of Chazal a number of times. The author has quoted a number of times on the pasuk v'ayu ha'dvarim ha'ele al levavcha in the Shema. The Midrash asks, when the Shema begins, ve'ohavta eis Hashem eloikecha. What is this love? And how does one achieve it? The answer is, these words should be upon your heart. You should study them. Through that study, you'll come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and emulate Him. When the words of the Torah are upon one's heart, the person comes to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then to cleave to his midos.
נמצא כי אהבת השם מסעוררת ברגע שנפתחה לאדם תורת חסד בשיח תורת אמת.
In deeper words, אהבת השם is awakened, is stimulated, when the person within the תורת אמת, within the attempt to understand, what he finds is the תורת חסד.
בעומקן של סוגיות הש"ס, again, in the depth of the סוגיות גנוז הנוים העליון, there's that pleasantness, that supreme pleasure,
when one senses it, after the toil and the detail of understanding, when one penetrates and gets there, then one senses Ahavas Hashem.
Gam la'gevilim shel sefer Torah yesh din shel tashmishei kedusha.
The parchments of the Torah also have a din of tashmishei kedusha.
אך במה הדברים אמורים?
When is that applicable? כשעובדו לשמה. When the parchment was tanned l'shem sefer Torah, when the intention at the beginning was to produce a sefer Torah, v'nadu l'chsiva, they were destined, designated for writing, oy kva nichtevu hayitzias alehem, or of course if the letters are already written on them, that's when the gvil has a din of tashmish kedusha. Hayitzias mekadshois es gvilim, the letters sanctify these mere pieces of leather, you know, what was leather, the parchment.
הליכה בדרכיו בלי דקדוק סוגיו הש"ס מן הנמנע.
To follow Hashem's paths without clarity in sugyos, without effort in sugyos ash'as is impossible. Chazal put it very briefly, Veloy Am Ha'aretz Chassid. Am Ha'aretz, who's not educated, the person doesn't know, cannot be a Chassid. Yadu ha-sipurei shel Rabbi Akiva al tchilas shimushei lifnei chachamim, when it's well known, when Rabbi Akiva was starting to learn from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, shepam achas matza meis mitzvah. He came across a corpse that was just there, not being taken care of. And he took it at a distance of something like 4 mil until he could find a place to bury this corpse. He came to his teachers. This is the beginning of his learning. He came and told them about this tremendous mitzvah that he did. That's what he thought. They told him that for every step he took, 4 mil is close to 4 kilometers, for every step that he took, it's as if he committed murder. Ki meis mitzvah konem yekomo. The halacha is, a meis mitzvah is buried right there, right where he is. His dalet amos is given to him. Ve'omar Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva said, now he realized in shock what he had done, im b'sha'a sh'niskavanti lizkois nischayavti. In such a case where I intended to do a mitzvah and it turned out completely the opposite, I did something terrible. All the more so, you know, in other situations. I made the commitment, yeah, not to budge from Shimush Chachamim in order to not to make these mistakes. Haribli Shimush Chachamim, Shehu Limud Shas, Be'ameinu. To a large extent, Shimush Chachamim is to learn Shas. Yevshal Agil Chassidus. One can't reach higher levels of service of Hashem. Umeata bo ure. With that introduction, come and see. Kitzad magi'im mitoras emes mitoras chesed shel alecha minacham. How we go through this process. Toras emes, again, the black fire, the clarity, the intellectual effort, understanding the sugyos, how you come from that to the toras chesed, the aspect of the pleasantness and the exaltedness, the white fire. How do we do that? Hagon Rabbi Yitzchak Peterburger, Talmidei Gadol Rabbi Yisrael Salant, one of the great three Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Misalant, Mesaper bin Sivoy Oyer, Besifo Yisrael al Raboy, he speaks about Rabbi Yisrael, Eichu Chipes Umatza Ginzei Matmoni Bemidasav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yisrael Misalant used to find treasures regarding the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'davak Ben Lemaaseh. This is a typical indication of how Rabbi Yisrael found within the black fire, he found the white fire. How within the clarity and the knowledge of Shas that Rabbi Yisrael had, he came to the pleasantness of Hashem's midos in emulating him. It goes as follows. Ul dugma saper davar nifla, says Rabbi Yitzchak Peterburger. I'll tell you a wondrous event, incident. Pam achas nikalo v'yisoy rav gadol echad mimakirav umyudav. Once they came to the house of Rabbi Yisrael, a great rav, who was familiar with Rabbi Yisrael, was an acquaintance. Acharei Yisroya'u yachad zman ma, spent some time together. V'haravanan notal reshus liftov elelech. So the visitor wanted to leave. Gam admor zatzuk elechinas atzmo elelech mibesoy. At that moment, so Rabbi Yisrael also prepared to leave home. I suppose they were putting on coats and whatever, getting ready to leave. V'haravanan ra'av yisbonen ki admor nuseschum kesev biyadoy. The visitor noticed that Rabbi Yisrael was carrying a sum of money. Why are you carrying this money? The visitor asked. Ana Admos, Rabbi Yisrael answered, "Hamaois sheyachim lechacham echad. This money belongs to a certain chacham, and you left him so maois liyadoi. And I'm going to deliver the money to him." Harav shaloki masmiyah. The visitor asked, surprised, "Malo lemal atiachat smoy. Why are you troubling yourself to go by yourself? Alot chlul lishloch el shaliach. Send somebody to deliver the money." Admo anau, Rabbi Yisrael answered, "Ledati." As far as I'm concerned, I'm obligated to take the money personally. Midina shas. I'm obligated to do such a thing. This visitor, who was familiar, he wasn't shy. Yeah, he was familiar with Rabbi Israel. Amar lo betzachus, he said, "Im hayaze ezidin b'shas gam anuchei yisidah." If such a thing was in shas, I would know also. I would know also. I don't accept what you say. If it really was a halacha, I would know about such a halacha myself. Admor hishivlo b'vdichos aser. Rabbi Yisrael answered in a humorous way. Ulay bashas shelachem ze benimtza. Perhaps in your shas there's no such a halacha, aval bashas sheli kasuv ken. In my shas it says so. Harav yivtzibo levayos echidazos. The visitor pleaded with him to clarify this riddle. Admor anaw, Rabbi Yisrael answered, "Hinei chazal, bivamois daf ein ches, the Rishua Lakasul. That's the source. The Darshan about this pasuk, Vahira'av be made of each Shalishanim, the famous famine in the days of David the Melech when he conducted the census. There was a famine for 3 years, Vahule. Vaivakesh David is Bnei Hashem. And David sought to plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about this. Vayom Hashem, and Hashem answered, El Shaul vel Beis Hadomim. That is the answer. That's what you see in the Psukim. It's regarding Shaul and the house of blood. Meaning, El Shaul Shaul Nispad Kehalacha. Shaul wasn't, Shaul HaMelech, was not properly eulogized. That's part of the reason for this famine. Vel Beis Hadomim al Shehimis as a Givonim. Because he killed the Givonim. Uparich Bagmara. The Gemara asks, Katova el Shaul Shaul Nispad Kehalacha ve Katova al Shehimis as a Givonim. It seems to be contradictory. On the one hand, you're saying Shaul wasn't eulogized properly. On the other hand, you're saying he seems to have acted improperly. Umshane ein. Gemara answers, there's no problem over here. Domare shlokish, mai dichsiv, bakshu es Hashem vechule Hashem mishpatoi po'aloi. What is the meaning of that pasuk? Seek Hashem, Hashem mishpatoi po'aloi. His judgment is his action. Ba'Hashem mishpatoi sham po'aloi. Where he judges, there he acts. And Rashi explains, Ba'asher mishpatoi b'makom shedanim adam, where a person is judged, sham mezkirin po'al tzidko yisav. There you have to mention his merits. So in the context of the sugya, we are mentioning Shaul, who did something improper, he misses a givonim, but when Hashem judges someone, he also brings up the person's merits. And it turns out that he wasn't eulogized properly. But the point is, as Rashi explains it, when a person is judged, there you mention his accomplishments and his achievements. So Rabbi Yisrael explained as follows. Anachnu ro'im b'midasav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu davar nifla. We see in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos something wondrous. Ki davka be'eis shepoked avon adam alav. Specifically when he visits judgment upon a person, when something is going to, midas adin is going to be active against a person, as mazkir gam po'al tzidkosav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also at that moment brings up into the calculation the righteousness of the person and his accomplishments. V'inei mi misas Shaul shu tchilas malchusu shu ha-melech David alav ha-shalom, from the death of Shaul, which is of course the beginning of David being the king, ad soif yimei David, until the end, because that's when the famine happened, the end of David's life. Lo yitava HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael ma'asharon yispat Shaul ka'alacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not punish Yisrael for the fact that Shaul was not properly eulogized. Rak kashe ala ratzun milifanav izbara shemu lifkod avon Shaul. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take Bnei Yisrael to task for the lack of, when he wanted to bring up the fact that Shaul killed the Givonim, ala shehimis the Givonim, there his kiris gam poal tzidko yisav, he also brought up the accomplishment of Shaul, the tavam asheron ispat kehalacha, and he demanded from the Jewish people, or he sought from them, the fact that Shaul wasn't properly eulogized. That's what Rabbi Yisrael learned. Now how did he apply this? V'zeh adavar. Anu yichi tovem echachamana. Rabbi Yisrael said to his visitor, that chacham that I'm going to, I have a claim against him. Davar echad ma sheledati eino yisek hashiro. There's something that in my opinion is not doing properly. I have a taina against him. V'chasher mitzvah lidabek b'midosav izbar shemo. Since we have a mitzvah to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midois, lazois kasher anuchi tovem imenes avoinoi. When I'm going to now speak to him quite harshly and bring up his mistake, ala lazgir gam estor rosoi. I have to bring up the fact that he's a Tamid Chacham, to give him whatever honor I can, and therefore I'm going by myself. I'm not just sending this money to him through a Shaliach. If it had been another time, I would not have done so. I would have sent just the money with someone. But I find that right now I'm obligated to go by myself. As the pasuk says that Rish Lakish quoted, where the judgment is, there you have to also bring up the merits of the person. That's the incident. Now, says the author, Das Linavui Nakel. It's obvious to understand here. It's not difficult. Kikiyum kazeh shel mitzvas alecha b'nacham. To reach this level of following Hashem's ways, shayach rak legoin b'shas. You have to be a real goin in shas. And Amma Aretz could not do such a thing. When even a person's learned Yivam Oiz Daf Ayin Ches. So you learn and this, and but then to apply it, it's not shaykh unless one is really knowledgeable. That's the conclusion. This is the path that we're seeking. Rak mitiras emes magim lesiras chesed. It's from the Torah of truth, meaning that of clarity and toil and understanding. That's how one reaches the level of tiras chesed, of cleaving to Hashem's ways and pleasantness, etc. This is all symbolized by the black Torah, then leading the black fire leading to the white fire. It goes through a person process of understanding, of analysis, etc. Onwards. Isa besifri muva birashi ala pasuk v'yedvarim el alavavecha. We just had it a moment ago. The Sifri, which Rashi quotes in the Pasuk, in the Shema, V'yodavarim ele al levavecha. Umau ahava, what is this love? How does one achieve it? V'yu hadavarim ele. As the Shema itself goes on to say, these words should be upon your heart. Shemitech kach ata makir b'kadosh buchu midabek midrachav. You'll come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cleave to His ways. Nir'eh ki zoi apnimiyus shel esek atira. It seems that this is the deeper dimension of involvement in Torah. A person is busy clarifying sugyos. He's learning and clarifying, understanding. He comes to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you delve even deeper, you come to cleave to Hashem's ways and emulate Him. And again, in our terminology, Besiras Emes Makir BaKadosh Baruch Hu. That terminology, Tiras Emes, that's to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand. Uvsiras chesed midabek v'dachal. Tiras chesed implies the cleaving to Hashem's ways and emulating Him. Keitzad ba'im mibiru sugyos la'karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first step. How does one come from clarifying of sugyos to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Es ze mever Rabbi Yonah b'mishnah rishona b'avois. This is what Rabbi Yonah clarifies in the very first mission of Pekei Avois. V'atam al shamay heyu mesunim bedin. Yeah, the Mishnah says heyu mesunim bedin, to be deliberate in judgment. Kedei lazir yosei al hadayanim mishar ha'ois. Sorry, al hadinim mishar ha'ois. To warn us regarding dinim more so than other teachings. Shem ikar gadol bidias Hashem Yisborach. It's a fundamental component of knowing Hashem. Uchmoy shema Yirmiyah Navi alav shalom, like the famous passage in Yirmiyahu. Haskel v'yadoya oisi, you should know me, you should learn me, so to speak. Ki ani Hashem oise chesed u'mishpat u'tzdakah ba'aretz. I Hashem do chesed and judgment and righteousness in the land. Ki be'ele chafatzim im Hashem. This is what I desire. That's what Hashem says. And Rabbi Yonah continues, v'ech yiskil adam ladas es Hashem v'hu davar nimna. How does one know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which seems to be impossible? Ach bezois yedanu. Well, through this, lases din u'mishpat. To do justice, to in other words, to know the halacha, to know what to do. Ki Hashem asa es eile. V'zeu shenema, this is connoted in another pasuk, don din ani ve'evyoin, when you judge judgment, az toiv halo yadas yisi neum Hashem. Uchsi b'makom acher, and elsewhere in Micha, the pasuk says, u'ma Hashem d'iresh Micha, what does Hashem ask of you? What does Hashem seek of you? Kim asais mishpat ve'avas chesed, to do justice, to love chesed, ki adinim hem shorish gadol haTorah mimishtas olam. The dinim, the basics of Torah, to know the halacha and to fulfill it, is a great root of the Torah, and that's what the world is based on. So eich magim nisugyas hashas lidabek v'dachav yizbach nidbar el eil. We spoke about it briefly above, how through clarity in Shas one comes to cleave to Hashem's ways. We had a paradigm of that in the story of Rabbi Israel. One knows the halacha, and one sees from the halacha, from the sugyos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. Kamur zoi apnimiyus shel esek haTorah. We mentioned above, this is a deeper process of involvement in Torah. Mi sheba mituras emes lakir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said this above as well. From Turas Emes, in which you come to know certain elements of Hashem's personality, so to speak, u'mituras chesed yidabek v'dachav, and then to cleave to Hashem's ways, who are Yves Hashem? That's what we describe by somebody who loves Hashem on a higher level than the basic. That's described as v'avtas Hashem alekecha. Lo kol ha'isek b'Torah zochel lezeh, says the author. Not every person involved in Torah earns this. Yitachen lilmod harbe gemara. It's possible to learn very significant amounts of gemara. Ulis anegal achuchma mukashela, and to enjoy the deep wisdom, mibli leakir b'kadosh b'hu lidabek b'dachav, without coming to know kadosh b'hu and to emulate his ways. It's possible to transform it into an almost mechanical process, an expertise that one develops in Gemara, without coming to know kadosh b'hu and change one's ways and emulate him. Ve'atu chumas ha'gemara milza zutata, we can't dismiss the wisdom of the Gemara. It's not a small thing. And a person can find himself just delighting in the process of learning and not going much further than that. Bram, however, we have a stern message. Esek ha'tera tzech la'vi davka la'kiu l'debek. The point of learning Torah is not to stop at that stage. The point is to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to emulate him. Come and see how severe this is. Famous Gemara in Nedarim. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. My dichsi, what is the meaning of this pasuk in Yirmiyahu? Mi ha'ish hechacham v'yavenes zois? Who can tell me this? V'asher diber pi Hashem elav. Who is the Navi that Hashem spoke to? V'yagid al me avda ha'aretz. The question is, al me avda ha'aretz. Why was the land destroyed? So notice the pasuk, we first speak about a chacham, then we speak about a navi. Mi yesh chacham v'yaven zeis, v'asher dvar pi Hashem, v'asher diber pi Hashem elav v'yagida. We first speak, we ask the chacham, then we ask the navi. Why was the land destroyed? So the Gemara comments in the Dorim. Davar ze nish'al l'chachamim v'l'neviim v'lo yipirshua. This question was posed to the chachamim and the neviim, and they couldn't answer it. Ad shepirshua kadosh b'hu be'atzmoi. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself had to answer, and this is a continuation of that passage in Yirmiyahu. Tichsiv, Vayom Hashem al ozvam ester asi, they forsook my Torah. Asks the Gemara, Haynu lo shem ube koili, Haynu lo al-chuba. We seem to have considered that answer. Umav yudom arav, she'el mevachim haTorah tchila. That famous it's a rather obscure answer. The land was destroyed because they did not bless, they did not make brachois on the Torah initially. Says the Ran, O matzasi bimgilas esarim shel Rav Rabbeinu Yonah Zal. The Ran says, I found in the writings of Rabbeinu Yonah, dikra hachidiyek. This is the diuk that the Gemara here is making. De'al sheloi berchu b'torah tchila avda. It's the land was indeed destroyed because they didn't make a bracha on learning Torah. If it were true that the land was destroyed because the Jewish people just forsook the Torah, as the pasuk seems to say initially, they left the Torah, they weren't involved. If that were the case, so when the Chachamim and the Nevi'im were asked, why did this destruction, talking about the first temple, when this destruction came about, why didn't they say? If it was a case of wholesale rejection of the Torah, the Chachamim and the Nevi'im would have been able to say, that's the reason. It is open. It couldn't have been that. It must be that in that time, the Jewish people were involved in Torah. They were. That's why the Chachamim and the Nevi'im could not answer this question. Why such immense destruction if the Jewish people are involved in the Torah? And therefore only HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself could explain the matter. Because he can see beyond the surface, he can see the depth of the heart. They didn't make the bracha, meaning, they didn't consider the Torah all that important that it requires a bracha before learning it. They weren't involved in it, mamash lishma, and that's why they came to treat lightly the bracha. V'haynu lo al chuba. That's what the pasuk means, al chuba. Bekavanasa v'lishma. Superficially, they were involved in Torah, but it wasn't with the right intention. It wasn't with selflessness. Says the author, yoskim kulam b'torah b'asmada rabba. People were involved in Torah with great diligence. From that point, nobody could lay blame at their door. And we assume, says the author, if you learn with such diligence, they must have enjoyed it, they must have delighted in learning. So where is the lack of importance? Where is the denigration of the Torah that brings such utter destruction upon the land? The problem is that what they lacked is involvement in the Torah. They didn't learn with the intention of coming to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then emulating Him. That's a powerful way to put it. They took the Torah without taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu with it. The Gemara refers to this as Shelo Berchu Batorah Tchila. They didn't make a bracha on it. What that signifies is Shelol Chu Bekavanasa Belishma. They took the Torah without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is an extremely powerful idea over here, that one can do that, as the author said above, and as one sees from time to time. The person enjoys the learning, is involved in the learning. It never brings him to come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to emulate Him and to change and to develop. He takes the Torah without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the author finally, Heve Yomer, Al Kol Shelo Lishma. Regarding other Shelo Lishma, for example, if a person has certain biases to do with recognition and whatever it is, it's a shelo lishma, it's a certain involvement in Torah with an ulterior motive. Ne'ema, on that we say, le'olam yasuk b'Torah fi shelo lishma, it's a statement of Yehuda in Psachim. A person should still be involved in Torah, even if it's shelo lishma, shemitoch shelo lishma b'lishma. That's where we say it. But this lishma, anika berchu b'Torah tchila, which Chazal referred to as to make the blessing on the Torah, hu le'ikuva. This is indispensable. It's not shaykh over here. Start and then through that you'll come to a higher level. It's not shaykh. Lifnei shadam nigash lelimud Torah. Before a person starts learning, alav ladas kisaras Hashem yisbarach urtzonei yisbarach ulumed. He must know that what he's learning is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol kavanasahi sheyakir b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yidbeik b'dachom. And the intention of the whole project is to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cleave to His ways. That's not, we don't say here, mitoch shelo lishma b'lishma. That is indispensable. It's a starting point that one must know, I'm learning Hashem's will in order to learn His ways and to emulate them and to change and to develop and to become a superior human being. That is le'ikuva. Ur'eh chumasa oyne shel hiyater kavanazo. See how severe was the consequence of the lack of this kavana. Shal ze avda ha'aretz. The land was just laid bare, desolate. Hadavarim nevarim. These are very, very awesome words. Achmana say, what can we do? Zeu esek haTorah HaKadosha. That's what it means to be involved in Torah. Vaisek bah lishma ze. A person is involved in the Torah with this intention. Meir lo me'ein ha'esh ha'ra agabe esh levana. So you get something of this light of the primeval Torah, that black fire upon white fire. Sheba esak suva milefanav yisbarach me'az, in which the Torah was written, so to speak, before the world was even created. Adkan.